From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Forget Iran or Iraq, set aside gas prices, or the competition to win Hispanic voters. The other big story from the campaign trail this week is a rare interview with the two Obama girls. 10-year-old Malia and 7-year-old Sasha occasionally accompany their parents on the campaign trail, but they're almost always off limits to reporters. Well, not this weekend. The entire family sat down for an interview in Montana with a reporter from the entertainment show Access Hollywood. Malia, in particular, had a lot to say about her famous dad.
This is what you do, Daddy. It's not that bad, but when you come home, you know, you have your big, gigantic bag and you leave it in the mudroom. Sometimes I trip over it.
Yeah, you leave your bag.
I do trip over it.
Everything, and it's heavy.
Since yesterday, clips from the Access Hollywood interview have been splashed all over cable and the web. Richard Wolff is the senior White House correspondent for Newsweek. He's been covering the Obama campaign for months now. He joins me here in the studio. Richard, how did this happen?
Well, it was Malia's birthday, July 4th, and they were doing a whole bunch of sort of softer interviews. And according to the candidate, they all sat down for this interview. It wasn't supposed to be with the girls talking, but they mic'd them up. One thing led to another, and before they knew it, it was a family interview.
This morning, Barack Obama appeared on some of the morning television shows. He was speaking with Matt Lauer on the Today Show, and he said he now regrets that decision. Let's take a quick listen.
I think that we got carried away in the moment. We were having a birthday party and everybody was laughing and suddenly this thing cropped up and I didn't catch it quickly enough. And I was surprised by the attention it received.
So if you had to do it over again?
Yeah, we wouldn't do it again and we won't be doing it again.
Won't be doing it again. But as the campaign opened a Pandora's box, will it be harder to say the girls are off limits after this?
Well, I don't think it's going to be harder for reporters, journalists who actually write things, because the girls are easy to sort of hold away from the press. But actually what the line they've crossed here is with photographers and cameramen, the people like the paparazzi who will stalk them and chase them. And the family's already in a strange transition moment where the pool, the small group of reporters that follow him, are going to every event that the family does. So the family's trying to cope with all these intrusions to their privacy that weren't there before. And on top of this, they've now crossed their own line with this TV show. So it makes it hard because you can't, of course, police cameramen quite so easily. They can be at a long distance and still intrude on your privacy.
Now, there's an interesting contrast here because in the McCain campaign, his 23-year-old daughter, Meghan McCain, has been blogging her way through the primaries. Is there a concern that that's opened the door a bit too wide in terms of her privacy and what that might mean, not just for her, but for her 6 other siblings?
Well, full disclosure, she was actually also an intern at Newsweek. So she's already sort of encountered the media in a sort of semi-professional way. But I think there is a distinction here between adult children and people who are still in school. And that's really the difficult thing for the Obamas right now. It is very unusual to have someone who is in school and maybe entering the White House at such a young age. And that's why they have had these firewalls and why it was frankly naive for the Obamas to let their daughters get mic'd up in the way that they did.
Richard, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Richard Wolff is a senior White House correspondent for Newsweek. He's been covering the Barack Obama campaign, and he was speaking to us about a rare interview this week with the Obama girls.